hot, hot. These are snickerdoodles.
Alright,
let's sit over there. Ooh, those cookies look good. Hi, everybody. Me and Scott are celebrating the holidays and making cookies for our favorite guests on UCB Sports and Leisure this year. We are in the Sports and Leisure kitchen, and we are busy little elves.
Do you want the fire up a little bit more?
Yeah, turn the heat up. These are wood-burned cookies from a wood stove, so they're cooked inside a wood stove, much like a pizza stove. And you guys are our special friends for participating.
You put wood inside the stove?
You put it underneath and off to the sides, and then you bake the cookies on the slate in the middle, in the hearth. Mm. Well, you know who's
taste the wood in it.
Yeah, the smoke. Those are chips. Those are like, I like oak chips. I wet them and then I throw them in there. All right, you know who our first guest is on our greatest hits for 2018? Great year, by the way.
Rob Riggle.
How'd you know?
I'm looking at the chalkboard right here, the Christmas chalkboard.
Okay, he's going to get cookies, and he's first on our greatest hits. And I want to say Rob Riggle getting put upon and beaten up sort of by a bunch of teenagers. He plays
Pastor Devin Tom.
Yeah, he's a youth pastor somewhere in Kansas City. And he's completely abused, but he still keeps his faith. A really funny performance by Rob Riggle.
You're shutting down the lights, locking up. It'll be probably 2:30 before I get home.
Wow.
And then I got to be back here for pancakes.
And again, you set up all the tables.
Like a servant.
Well, that's I am.
Downton Abbey. You live in the basement, but except it's not nice.
I am serving. Dangerous. I'm serving the Lord. I'm serving my community.
You're a community clown who lives in a fire trap.
Okay.
Probably.
That's now you're just taking shots like the kids do. All right. I can tell you're laughing like the kids laugh, and it's
you bring this out of me. I'm not usually a bully, but for some reason, I feel like picking on you, Tom.
I you know, it must be a vibe I'm putting out. Because,
yeah, I think so.
Because the kids just are not unlike you at all. They really like to make a sport of me.
You made 50 turkey wraps for hockey night, didn't you?
Yes,
you had to make 50 turkey wraps and then put them in lunches with a juice box and a to-go raisin or something, right?
And they had a turkey wrap fight? Is that
unfortunately,
true?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. They...
They stayed pretty wrapped, pretty tight. So they actually
did.
Were almost like a weapon.
I wrapped them tight. I swaddled them like a baby almost. I mean, those are tight wraps, and I pride myself on that. And somebody said something, and then somebody said, "Hey, everybody, look at Pastor Devin." And then it happened. Everybody just started lighting me up with wraps.
Did you ever throw back? Is that like, I mean, it's a sport, so you're playing around.
I would love to, but, you know, God forbid I hit one of them and hurt one of them. I couldn't live with myself, so I just...
Sure.
And I'm supposed to be a leader, you know, and the last thing I want to do is set the example by throwing a turkey wrap at a child, you know, and I put mustard or mayonnaise. So when they hit, it splats, you know, there's a impact when they hit. So, you know, this is my last nice shirt, you know, and it's you can see it. It's just...
Is that a bruise on your neck a little bit? It's kind of faded off. But.
I got hit like maybe 20 times before I got into this office, before I could close the door.
Yeah, that was mayonnaise on your door. It looked gross. I didn't know what it was.
Well, sometimes, and I hate to say this, the homeless guys will masturbate. On the wall outside, that wall that you had mentioned where people defecate and urinate. Sometimes they'll do things like that.
Do you ever feel like God's testing you in a way?
He is. He's absolutely testing me. And I thought I was up for it. I really did. I've been here for years, and I've been fighting the good fight, and I don't see the payoff.
I agree.
I don't see the goodness in anybody.
I agree.
I don't
You're
see
getting
it.
Abused in this position.
I pray about it all the time, and I keep saying, when is something good
going to
happen?
You're like an outside dog. You're about as welcome as an outside dog in people's lives. They throw things at you.
The kids mainly. It's the kids, you know. Like the adults have been fair, I guess. Some of them.
Yeah, it sounds like they verbally abuse you. Like,
well, the homeless guys do for sure. They even want. I think one of them wants to kill me. Did you meet? Did you meet Big Ed?
I saw Big Ed outside. Okay. Yeah, he was all right.
I don't
he
even know.
Me.
I think Kowalski or Kaminsky, maybe. He has screamed violent things at me and vowed to the other homeless and most of the kids here that he's going to murder me in front of everybody.
So what, can I ask you, what, give me a highlight from your sermon, because I may not stick around. I get, honestly, when I go to church, I get bored.
Well, I wish you would stick around. It's
maybe I will.
Be, it's
maybe
gonna
I will.
Be, it's
I'll tape
be
it, man.
Fun.
I'll tape it for you. You can
okay.
listen to it later.
Thank you. You're going to stay?
Yeah.
The whole time?
I brought the boom mic.
Wow. Thank you. That's flattering. Mm-hmm. I am going to talk about respect today.
That's about kind of, finally getting respect from this community?
Well... Oh, Matt, you're part of the test. I can see that now.
No,
you're
I'm
part
not,
of the test.
I'm asking a real question.
It is about respecting yourself and about respecting...
Yeah, I agree with that.
And respecting others.
Do you think if you respected yourself more, you wouldn't do the sermon?
Okay. Gentlemen, I'm about to give a big sermon, maybe the biggest of my life. So... You'll forgive me if I don't engage in the negative talk. We are in service in the main sanctuary. There is not going to be any horseplay or hijinks. Mm-hmm. We are going to come together, worship as a congregation, and then afterward, we're all going to have coffee, and we're going to relax and enjoy each other.
Do you have coffee? You have coffee?
I believe we do.
Did you make
it? I believe,
you believe you do.
I believe we
Who
do.
Who's in charge of the
Usually
coffee?
Usually you're in charge of coffee. Now you're splitting your focus. Like coffee boy.
I will.
You're definitely
I
this
will,
parish's coffee boy. Like that's what people treat
you
like.
Do you want
like.
Us to grab
that
me
sounds
coffee?
Demeaning the way you say it. Okay. People all enjoy right. the coffee that I make. I will have the coffee ready. The coffee will be ready for the most part.
So what are you making coffee for like five-year-old kids? Like
well,
chats
their parents, coffee? Their parents and their grandparents.
You're a terrible pastor.
Is today kind
You're
of like
terrible.
A,
this I, is don't say that.
I hope you eat I, it. I hope you
That is a terrible thing to say to me right before Oh great. Now I
Are you
I,
late?
No, I just need to prepare and you guys are clearly here to upset me on a very special day for me.
I heard from one of the parents that this is actually a punishment for the kids. They have to come to church today.
That's a terrible thing to say.
No, but it's almost like it's like Breakfast Club or whatever. They got in trouble at school and they have to go to church.
Yeah.
They have to sit through this.
That is a terrible thing to say to me.
It's true. I don't think he was pulling my leg.
You got to skip the sermon and look in the mirror for like 30 minutes.
I'm not
Tom.
Going to
like,
do that. You know why? Because yeah. I snuck out of my apartment this morning to get here extra early, and someone had written on my windshield in mustard, "Eat shit."
So, man, I'm wrapping this plate of cookies, and I'm going to ship this to Paul F. Tompkins.
Oh, God, he was good this year. You remember he played Mr. Met?
Yeah, I think he was he our best get of the year?
I think he was our biggest podcast celebrity. Paul is a great improviser, an amazing improviser, and a super funny stand-up, and a great actor. But, like, getting him on our little podcast, I was very excited. I felt like we were getting, like, I don't know, a
long
huge...
Long-form royalty?
Yeah, long-form royalty. A huge superstar of the improv and podcast world. So, Paul playing Mr. Met, who is made of not plastic, but fabric over a wire mesh, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of debate over how his head was built and if he was wearing a helmet or if it was actually part of his body.
And his mouth has like a baleen that he has to squish things through.
Can you hand me a stamp? I'm going to mail these.
Sure, sure. We got to go to the post office, remember. Remind me. I guess it was pumpkin-sized, I guess,
yeah,
by that
look,
point.
Yeah, but it clearly looks like a baseball. You can see
yeah,
in that picture. You can see the
it.
Stitching. You can see my nose is becoming more bulbous, and my eyes are becoming
this,
larger.
Yeah, it looks like you got punched in the face, but then it's swole a little bit. But it's just really a real baseball nose growing.
Yeah, it's a real baseball nose growing.
Sorry, it's what it is. I mean,
I know. So
I'm literally being factual.
Okay, I get
I'm not judging
doing.
It.
I get what you're doing. I get what you're doing.
I mean, I got made fun of for my head, and I had a really normal-sized head compared to his head.
What would people say about your head?
Just the, like, you know that Beaker from the Muppets? Sure. A really skinny head. Like, someone made fun of me that I had a Beaker.
Called you Beaker?
Yeah.
That must have been tough. I had people who recoiled in terror at the sight of me. So when I would go to collect for my paper route, you know, and I'd show up there and I'd ring the doorbell... You know, like, they didn't know what the paperboy looks like. They just know that the paper's there on their doorstep. Mm-hmm. When it comes time for collection...
Then they're surprised.
Yeah, then they're surprised.
Having a giant head could be considered, like, a superpower in some ways. Because you do have an ability no one else has, which
to
is...
To attract talk about my giant head?
You could plug a drain, like a large, oversized
Scott.
Drain. I'm just saying.
Who would do that with
Scott,
their regular
this
head?
Is a human being.
If there were a proportional drain.
This is a human being, Scott.
And when would it ever come to,
this.
Oh, I know what to do. Stick your head in there.
Yeah, like
or
if
why not a mattress, for God's sake?
Anything!
Yeah.
A mattress wouldn't work.
Sure, it would. That's what they do in the Navy when
get
there's a
bunch
hole
of magazines
in the
and stick it in there. What are you talking about?
A metal ball. For God's sakes, I'm sorry.
A metal ball?
A metal
that wouldn't
ball.
Work either.
Like a wrecking ball. Just cut the chain and drop it.
Okay.
That's too heavy.
That's
and
my
you
head's
control
not that
it.
Big.
So
that's
if you.
The American way.
If you got, say, you wrote down hot dog and you had a hot dog.
Right.
How do you put that hot dog into your system?
You can see.
There's like a mesh hole here.
You can see the mesh in front of what looks like my mouth.
Correct.
That is a sort of baleen sort of bristles. I push like the hot dog through there. My actual mouth is behind there. If you look very closely, you can see through the screen. You can see my actual mouth.
I can hear where your vocal cords are.
This is why people think I'm a guy in a suit.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but no, that's just. This is. I don't
know.
Like I guess
how a whale eats plankton.
Yeah,
similar?
Exactly. Exactly. So I guess you could say my head is almost like a protective shell, right?
Yeah.
And it's like a carapace, and then, but it's normal functioning. You know, I have a mouth, I have a nose, I have eyes, I have ears.
So if you and the wife go into the city to get dinner, Mrs. Matt, are people distracted by you guys shoving things through your screens? Like, do you get comments and looks?
How would you describe his eating process as just shoving through a screen?
I think that's what he said.
It's
I don't know if you got sushi, let's say.
I appreciate that, but that's basically what it is. Uh-huh. What is eating? You're shoving food in your mouth. You know what I mean?
I guess in the Western world, we use utensils and we sort of like cut it up into small pieces and there's a whole fanfare around
I can use
eating.
A fork, too. We were talking about hot dogs.
Yeah, I think the hands aren't affected. It's more like the head
but
is
But a fork cannot fit into your mouth.
No, I can push it.
I'm just trying to understand
the mesh,
when you guys go out.
What looks like a mesh screen is bristles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I can push the food through the bristles into my mouth. So, yes, I can use a fork. I can use chopsticks. I'm not very good at it, but I can use them.
Me either.
That's more because of my, as you can see, I only have four fingers. Can I tell you something?
Please.
Why is it okay to make fun of white people? Like, that's fine. And let me tell you, here's why this bugs me. Nobody's whiter than Mr. Matt.
You're very white with red seams.
Yeah.
White with red seams.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm pristine, by the way. I'm not a dirty old.
You're alabaster.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
A true thank alabaster you. Skin tone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you keep that up? Do you have like a baseball cleaning regimen?
I have a very involved regimen that takes me the better part of an evening to perform before I could go to sleep.
That's
of course
that's a bummer.
Do you believe
that's
in Santa Claus?
Do I believe in Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, because you're an adult, right?
Do you believe in Mickey Mouse?
Like, do I think it's a thing?
Like when you go to Disney, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah, of course I have.
And you run into him, and he's signing autographs or he's taking pictures.
Yeah.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
That's a guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit. So when you go to the mall and you see a guy.
What is this?
I'm just
what are you trying to do here?
I'm trying to understand how you see the world. Like you.
I see the world. I'll tell you what.
We don't see it the same way, obviously.
We don't see it. But I thought we were talking about ideologically. But I think you're actually thinking, do I think people in costumes are real? Which I don't. Just because I am who I am. Why would I look at the rest of the world and say, what am I? I'm like a bird looking in a mirror? Like,
Philly
oh, there's
fanatic.
Another bird.
Philly fanatic.
It's a guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit. Guy in a suit.
Guy in a suit. Based on a real creature, though.
That is something that existed before the Phillies had a baseball team?
Yes.
Really? In the wild or something?
Yeah.
In nature?
I don't know if you're familiar with the term cryptozoology, but there were in...
Hitler's people were into that, weren't they?
Uh-oh, I was wondering when Hitler was going to get mentioned.
He had a Jurassic Zoo. They were trying to get animals from... They were trying to bring back the woolly mammoth and things like
correct.
That. Isn't that what cryptozoology is about?
Isn't that what science is about today? Are they trying to bring back the woolly mammoth?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are. So, I guess they're a bunch of Hitlers. Come on, Matt. This is juvenile.
These are the gumdrop cookies where you chop up the gumdrops and you put them in like a shortbread. These are going to Oh, I know who they're going to. Ego Nwodum and Kirby Hall Baptiste. God, I love those ladies. So funny.
Ego got on Saturday Night Live based on our bump, I think.
We discovered her and launched her into the orbit of Lorne Michaels from
Lorne Michaels
podcast.
Heard our podcast and was like, she's got to be on our show.
We got to get her. So you don't owe us anything, Ego, but
she's
thank
been,
you.
She was great on Saturday. She played Robert Mueller, I think.
Yeah.
She was Robert Mueller on the
yeah.
on Saturday Night
she's
Live.
So funny.
I'm just kidding. That was not true.
Oh. Anywho's all. Thank you, gals, for being so funny. And their premise, if I remember correctly, was... Ego was the world famous voice actor. Helvetica.
She did voices for like Siri, and she did the voice of other famous computer yeah. voices and stuff.
Yeah, she was a chameleon of voice, and her name was Helvetica New Roman.
She was shopping for a tiny home.
Yes, and Kirby was an advisor to teach her how to minimizing is maximizing your life, teaching her to live in smaller things and use smaller things. And her name was Chartreuse Jenkins.
Should I send them tiny?
Oh, we could send them
tiny
cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, send them tiny. Oh, give them some of the M&M bars. Those are good.
These are the smallest things we have.
Yeah.
Chartreuse?
Mm-hmm.
Can
mm-hmm.
I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
What is the car that you're learning to leave and go to the next phase of smallness? What are you currently driving?
I drive a Humvee.
A Humvee.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what that is. Those are barely even street legal. Mm-hmm. They're so wide.
They're very wide, right? Low to the ground.
Big old hips, wide.
Wide hips, mm-hmm. like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Please don't comment on my body.
I believe please, when we were going inside the Wee House, you said...
She can say, I can talk about my body.
You can't talk about my body.
I agree. She can say hips is very wide. You cannot
my
say
hips
is wide.
Are very wide, yes.
Very wide, but you cannot say.
Noticeably wide and often obstructive, but only I can comment on them.
It's a Humvee of hips.
Uh-huh.
Full disclosure, I did reveal my ordeal with buttock implants, so yeah. I feel kindred spirit.
I
in
see here. You got your back sewed up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good.
It wasn't as pronounced as you made it.
Well,
it was bordering on ridicule. I had a very expensive surgeon put those in.
Helvetica thought you had an incision in your back.
An open wound.
And I don't know why
it was hyperbolic.
Wearing,
it was hyperbolic.
You're wearing crop tops anyway to begin with.
That's part of the reason we do radio is Matt just wanted to be free with the way he dressed. Yeah. You have to be.
Okay. Your choice, I suppose.
If you hadn't been a superstar for mercantile items such as artificial intelligence and refrigerators, mm-hmm. what do you think you would have been doing?
Singing. Hands
singing.
Down.
Singing. Your voice still would be your trade.
Hands down. Hands down. It's all I got to offer the world, I feel like.
When I wouldn't. Know. I would disagree with
why
you.
Why so?
Just you probably should, John,
your stories,
don't talk about
perhaps.
Her figure again.
No, I wasn't going to bring up her figure.
Okay.
No,
you
want to
say
your
something
stories.
About my big hips?
I don't think you should go so with the hips again.
No like, one said it on this
side. She's actually
side.
Helping me consider hip surgery.
Yes, because I have said to Chartreuse many times, what do I say? I say minimize to maximize. And so we can also apply that to bodies. Not to say a big body is nothing. I am 6'4". I love big bodies.
What made you decide to make a change? What was
and
going?
Give your life over to someone.
And give my life to Helvetica?
Duh.
Because you met 6 months ago, correct?
Yes,
roughly?
Six months ago.
You're someone with a... You're the,
don't
the richest
talk about
person
my
ever.
Hips. Okay, okay.
No, you're...
Okay.
Well, your hips
he
look
was
great.
Going
you look great.
No, that was such a good call. That was such a good call. He was going there. That was such a good call on your part.
I could sense it. I got big hips. It's no secret, okay? I have a lot of wealth, sure.
Is it rude to say you look great?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is. Don't tell me I look
especially
great.
From you.
Yes.
Why?
As a journalist.
As a journalist.
You're crossing a professionalism.
Yes, you're crossing.
Line.
But it's
crossing
my job to report on the truth, and she looks great.
Thank you so
that
much.
That is not the truth. That is not opinion. That is subjective.
You're supposed to do facts.
Facts.
Thank you, Helvetica.
Of course.
Queen.
Now, I made some, I roasted some chestnuts on an open fire. Mm. You want one of these?
Very seasonal. Yeah, let me put a little Himalayan sea salt on them and put them in a nice decorative box.
Is that
our
what this
next
is?
Guest. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. John Gabris, longtime friend of our podcast, Scott. He's played many characters, and this year,
I
John
put
came
a name
by.
Tag on there.
Write it to Lenny Lachest, his character, who's like a life coach and sort of like a Tim Ferriss life hack. Get super fit. Remember when you were trying to get super fit for your high school reunion?
Yeah.
This year?
We recorded this right before my 30th high school reunion, so I was inspired to. Get in shape for my real high school reunion, and I was trying to get back to back together with Laura Roney, who I took to prom, so I needed to get ripped for that. And then I told her about it when I was at the reunion that I did this ridiculous podcast.
Yeah,
But anyways, you looked good, and I'm sure the reunion went great, right? Lots of fun.
Stayed out till about, what, 4 in the morning?
Oof.
It was outrageous.
Hungover?
Wheaton North High School, 1988.
Hungover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both days.
Of course.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. All right, well, John Gabris, you're the best, and thank you always for playing with us. Enjoy, guys.
Yes, so I would recommend you get on there and get your platelets first. This is Mikey, the blood boy.
Hey, Mikey.
I'm in your arm.
Oh. That portal he put in your arm, I clicked in when you were talking.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So just try not to move too much and try to stay within 6 feet of Mikey.
Okay.
And ideally, don't make Mikey move too much because he's getting lightheaded. You're his third transfusion in a row.
I'm going to eat if that's okay.
Yes.
I need to fortify that protein. And I'm really, this is my third blood donation.
How long have you worked here, Mikey?
Well, I'm paying off a little debt, company store.
I'm addicted
to chromium picolinate.
He took a big wad of chromium picolinate.
That's so expensive.
It's very expensive, yeah. Especially the chromium I get because it's Tunisian chromium, which is like top of the line.
Yeah. So they raped the earth over there to get that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, I told you.
That government, Mikey, they don't care about Mother Nature, Mikey, in Tunisia. They rape the shit out of Mother Nature.
Mikey, I told you, try to keep your politics out of the Lachesse training facility.
God gave us the earth so we could take from it, and we are stewards for the animals. Don't you read the Bible?
Okay. Yes, we read the Bible every day here.
It's our earth. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, they got shrimp today. I love it.
Yeah. If you want, take a few of these shrimp, sublingual shrimp chips. You put them under your tongue, and it gives you about 2,000 milligrams of shrimp vitamins.
Just like
get
this?
Get the colored ones, the mantis shrimp. They're really good.
You want
they're
the mantis
freaky
shrimp.
Deep ocean dwellers.
Yeah, not
they're like neon colored.
A lot of people will tell you these are not technically food. And they could be right, but for
it tastes like food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Just because you take a mantis shrimp from the bottom of the sea, something that has not even seen the light of day, and then dehydrate it to the point where it's a chip you put under your tongue for a flavor and power, that doesn't mean it's not food.
You want to go for a ride? Check this. I'm going to chug a cold brew. 10 seconds later, you're going to get a fucking caffeine erection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's Viagra-infused cold brew, so...
Wait, I'm getting his blood?
Yeah, he's the
I
blood...
I thought it was a blood bag.
No. It's straight. It's right from the tap. He has not touched one toxin in the 5 years that I've had him working
he's
here.
He's just chugging.
I only eat at the company store.
Yeah, he's completely pure. He ejaculates 12 to 15 times a day, so he's got nothing.
In private. It's not a perv.
All right.
I told you were allowed to do it in public.
I have no desire to have my sex life be scrutinized by anyone but myself.
Okay, yeah. You keep an eye on your own sex life, Mikey.
I do.
Okay, he's right. I have an erection.
Yeah, now over here, yeah, that'll happen.
I mean,
that's good. That's a good sign. That means the blood
really
is flowing.
I don't want one, but...
Well, that's, you know, it's called an NRB, a no-reason boner. You have one now, and you'll just have to tolerate it. So
okay.
Just come over here with me. This is over here. These are horse meat.
Slow down. A little far away.
Yeah, slow down. Well, Mikey, get in the wheelie chair. It's easier to just whip you around that way.
I'm going to put a carabiner on your belt loop, and you just pull me.
Okay, so I'm just... How much of Mikey's blood?
Hey, this
blood?
Is fun.
How much
Let's
of
go by the pure yogurt
take.
Bar when you get a chance.
You can see Mikey's getting a little delirious, so we'll just keep ripping from him until he's tapped and he passes out. When he falls asleep, I'll get him blood from one of my backup blood boys.
Okay.
I got Mike Jr., his son, back there. He can take a couple.
You know my blood type? OG.
Okay, see? Okay. This is what I'm talking about. He's clearly getting right at it.
Always works.
All right. Now he's eating Doritos. Is that part of it?
Those are not Doritos.
No.
Those are,
fuck you.
Those
I would need a
cool
Dorito.
Cool Ranch horse chips. I'm sorry I keep hiccuping because I had a few of these things, and I'm hard as a rock.
I am too, again.
Yeah, that's good.
Another NRB.
That's the cold brew Viagra I chugged.
Yeah. You want a couple of those. Here's the thing. Again, I discussed this previously about saunas and the G-force, but stress-related growth is important. So if you're turgidly erect for over an hour each day, you actually increase the strength and power of your genitals, and you're able to... And I don't want to be crass here, but I've gotten to the point through training and nutritional supplements that I'm able to full stop in ejaculation with male Kegels. And it works.
Yeah.
I can hold it like a fucking hand over the top of a soda bottle that's mm-hmm. about to blow.
Like putting the cork back in a champagne bottle, this guy.
I buy myself 10 to 12 more strokes, and those are the 10 to 12 that always work.
Is this kind of stuff you can get at GNC? Are these like normal vitamins you could buy at Jeeves?
Oh, yes.
Fuck you.
Hey, Mikey.
I ain't gonna let him disrespect you like that.
Mikey, you are visibly jaundiced, almost hollow looking. Just
I
be
can
careful.
Make it. I got five more minutes on the clock. I can make it.
Just
I can make
five
it.
More minutes. It feels like...
Should I unhook Mikey? I feel
no,
bad.
No, it's important, and you need to get as keep that erection going, because the more blood we can get into your genitals, the more that'll stay
Scott,
there.
Scott, what are you doing? Scott!
What?
What are you doing here?
Just trying to keep
You've
my erection going.
You've been gone for
going.
Like 2 weeks, bro. What are you doing?
Hey, Matt. You're What's back.
Who is that guy?
That's Mike.
You're none of your business.
That's Mikey, the blood boy.
Why is he tethered to Scotty?
Because Scotty's getting a blood transfusion, or he's getting
that
a couple
guy
extra...
looks sick. That guy looks sick, like he's jaundiced.
We're gonna
you
put,
don't want his blood.
No, he's jaundiced now from a lack of blood. We're going to put him
I'll
in a chain.
I'll punch your lights out. I'll drop you like a sack of fries, you dicko.
Matt, don't fight with Mikey, okay? I'm just back
I don't want to fight anybody. Scott, you should unplug from that guy. He looks diseased.
Scott has five more minutes on the clock, and then his cock will be full with Mikey's blood, and he'll be able to take it with him when he leaves.
That guy looks like he's practically unconscious.
That's fine. He's going to go to...
I ain't unconscious. I hear everything you're saying.
Yeah, Mikey, it's okay. Just rest. Just relax.
I'm perfectly awake.
Oops, sorry. That's just... I didn't mean to...
Wheel me to the yogurt.
Did I... I just hit my Matt with my penis. I didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's a bummer.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt you got a little too close to Matt. Like, you can't say fully you didn't mean to do that. That was...
I was trying to help Mikey. And
yeah. Well, that's put
a bummer.
Just tuck it up into the waistband like an adult.
I did.
I know. And it's too strong. And that's good. That's a good sign.
Scott, why don't you just do Weight Watchers and get out of it? I feel like you're in a cult now. Like, I haven't seen you for like 2 weeks. Okay. Ooh, popcorn balls. Give me some of these popcorn balls. Pack them in that little box there.
Put your hands like a little hoop and I'll throw it through. There we go.
I love making cookies with you, Scott. It's so fun.
This is my favorite time of year. We make that. We send the gifts out to all our cast.
Because they gave us gifts of their time and efforts and talents this year. So we want to make sure we recognize their contributions. Like our next guest, big time fan of our podcast, Will Hines.
He's a fan of us?
Yeah. He's been on our show multiple times, and he's a great podcaster, great improviser. And he played Kyle Messner, a sound archivist who records sounds that are disappearing on the planet, like an endangered bird.
And dialects, too, the way people talk.
And regional dialects, that the way people speak in certain regions of the world that are slowly disappearing as our world becomes more homogenized.
Who's more subtle, Will Hines or Ron Livingston? It's a tie for
it's
first
It's a subtle
place.
Off, yeah.
It's a subtle, yeah. Subtle comedy.
You'd need a micrometer to measure that one. Anyways, enjoy this, you guys. This was... one of the highlights of 2018.
So you're hoping at some point in like the future, say 2050, someone opens up your time capsule and is able to hear all these regional dialects.
Yeah, they'd be like, what did it sound like? Bible Belt West,
okay.
2018. And I'll have a sample of just some phrases that aren't said in 2050.
Can I ask you some of the phrases that you were going to record?
Yeah.
Have the people that we that you meet?
Yeah. Too many hoops.
Too many hoops. Mm-hmm. And is that a
too
Bible
many hoops.
Belt
yeah.
phrase that you...
Too many hoops just means there's too much chaos in this situation and we got to get out of here. Like, I'm overwhelmed.
Did you source this from an initial book where it was first cited?
I, through my archivist community online, talked to people about what I should record.
So you had
too many hoops is one.
Peers.
Yeah. Jealous as an amount, like, oh, there's a jealous bunch of cars out there.
I've never.
They're very heard that. Very local to this region. Do you know
this
how people
is
used
Western
to,
Bible Belt? That's
yeah. You know how people used to say stupid
say.
For an amount, like, man, there's a stupid lot of cars out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you've heard of.
I
right?
would understand that.
This is like an offshoot of that. There's a jealous bunch of cars out there.
Jealous bunch of cars.
Okay.
Out there.
Uh-huh. So are we going to wait for them
and
to say
And then calling
that?
People Rodney when their name is not Rodney is another thing.
Okay.
Yep. These are the most unique to this region. So they only people only say them here. You know, like Philly will say hoagie instead of
sure.
hero or something like that
sure.
or whatever. Okay. Let's grab this guy. Hey, kid.
Yeah, Dylan, I'll catch up with you at the skate park. I'm just going to talk to this guy right here.
Hey, I'm an archivist. I record sounds to preserve society stuff. Would you Would you be willing to be interviewed for this?
Sure. I don't really know what that stuff is, but it sounds pretty cool.
I'm just looking to get natural dialogue of what people talk like in this region. So you can just talk naturally and say just whatever you want.
Cool. Okay, yeah, let's do it, man.
So just, why don't you just say your name and how old you are and what you're doing here.
My name's Skylar Steens, and I'm just on my way to the skate park with my friends.
Okay, how many skaters do you think will be there?
He has a very specific accent.
What?
I'm sorry. He has a very specific accent. I can hear the Western region in it.
Yeah, that's Western Bible Belt.
Did you hear that, Scott?
I didn't believe his last name. He seemed to...
You don't believe his last name?
Well, it doesn't matter. If he wants to stay anonymous, it's okay. As long as he's got the legit talk.
It seems like he was definitely like not saying his true last name.
But it doesn't matter, right? Yeah. It's not a legal document or
something. If he's on the run, it doesn't matter. We just need the guy to talk. Sorry.
Okay.
You going to a skate park?
Yeah, just going to a skate park to
meet my friends. How many skaters?
Maybe it's a good day today, so probably 17, 18 of us.
What's a word you would say to describe how many skaters?
Like a loked out bunch. We're just a loked bunch.
No, that's not what you would say. That's not what you would say.
Okay.
Try it again. How many people would you say? If there's a lot.
I don't know, like a flock of them.
No.
Like a flock of bros.
That's not what you would say.
You're sort of bullying him.
Hey, what the fuck's wrong with you? Don't corrupt the space. You're corrupting the sound right now. Let's say there's like 100 skaters there.
Oh, okay. Like we're rolling deep. We're rolling thick.
You'd say jealous.
Jealous?
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
You'd say there's a jealous lot of skaters there.
He's jealous. I don't know if I've heard that one, man.
All right, whatever. Let's say you don't know somebody's name. What name do you say?
If I don't know someone's name.
You don't know somebody's name. What name do you say?
Oh, like, what's up, bro?
No. You'd say Rodney. Just say Rodney.
But what if his name's not
Rodney?
No,
but that's just a name you would use. God,
Jesus. It could be the wrong name.
Forget
I don't want to insult him.
Forget it. Let's say.
Using it. He's badgering
the
subject.
Say you're overwhelmed in a general situation.
I think you're corrupting space.
What? What did you just say to me?
Results. I feel like you're contaminating your results by the way, the posture you take with your subjects.
Do you realize that the gravity of the insult that you are presenting to me right now? Are you aware? Let me just, because I'm going to engage in this dialogue, I just want to make sure you know what you're doing.
I'm only a witness as a journalist.
It's kind of obvious he doesn't know what these words are.
Thinks there's something behind your rejection from other museums. Some of this stuff, when you butcher or bully these kids that you meet at a mall to say the words, just come out and say, okay, I just want to hear you say Rodney with that accent.
All right. Skylar, sorry about that. I keep walking away from you. It's got to be weird.
Yeah, do you need me for more
words? No, almost done. I want to apologize for yelling so much. Can I ask you an honest question?
Yeah, sure, dude.
Is Rodney a term that you use to like as a placeholder name when you don't know somebody?
Do you want me to say yes?
No, I want the real answer.
I've never used it because I wouldn't want to insult someone if their name was not Rodney. That's my honest answer.
Okay. Thank you, Skylar. I gotta go.
Are you okay?
Do you want to get him saying it?
You okay?
Seems like you really want him to say it.
No.
You okay,
No, I'm fine.
Is your name Rodney?
No.
It's like someone gut-punched him.
My name is Kyle. It doesn't matter. I thought.
You want a bite of this?
What is it?
Bit of honey?
Yes.
A bit of honey.
Yes.
Oh, these are pretzel cookies. So you melt the white chocolate inside the pretzel, and then you put an M&M in each segment. These are my favorite cookies.
This is a little too melty, though. What?
Well, yeah, it is a little melty. All right. Back to the drawing
board.
I'm
going to lick it up. Hold on. Ugh.
We can't use it now. You put your tongue on it.
You think Jaquise Neal's going to care if I licked a little side?
I don't want to send candy or cookies to people that might have lick germs on it.
Okay.
Anyways, guys.
Throw it away.
Throw it away. Start a batch over. Our next guest, we want to celebrate Edgar Montplaisir and Jaquise Neal, who came aboard 2018 and did an impeccable impressions of Sergei Baka.
And Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, who I used to call Dead End Day Big Dumbo when he was on my fantasy basketball team. Because he wasn't good for points.
No, he's good for defense.
Good for defense. Block shots. Mm-hmm. But anyways, these guys are so funny. And they were doing Dikembe and Sergey were doing their one-man show in Vegas, and Scott and I pretended to interview them and see their one-man show.
Yeah, so we were inspired by Jim McMahon's one-man show in Vegas, so we thought of this idea for these guys.
Yeah. Jim McMahon does have a show in Vegas, or had.
And there's some DVDs here, Matt, I'm looking at.
Like, I know.
This is some movies that we've worked on. Mm. We've worked on
what?
Starsky and Hutch together, but this is called Mr. Rogers and Partner.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's a very funny part in it.
Same car, though, Scott. It's the same car as Starsky and Hutch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
got that white stripe on that Charger.
There's a very funny part in the movie where he says, do the thing. Do the thing.
Oh, instead of do it?
Do the thing.
Instead of do it.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
Very, very, very famous slogan.
My favorite part of the movie.
So, so they actually recreated the movie? That's a lot of work.
Recreate.
Just dubbing it. And
these are originals.
But these are different lines you're talking about. Like that, that would take...
Sounds like they reshot the existing movie, Starsky and Hutch, and made a Congolese version. Am I saying that right?
That is correct.
Is there an African version of Matt Walsh as an actor? Because he's in Veep.
Oh, yes.
He's in Veep.
We have Veep. We have Veep. It's called a second in command dictator.
Oh, that makes sense.
There is an African Veep.
Yes. Lead character before he passed away, God bless his soul, was Nelson Mandela.
Oh, what? He acted in a comedy show for Congo?
Yes.
Dear God, he must have been like 81 or 5 or something.
And who was the press secretary then that was played in America by Matt Walsh?
Scott, please, this is getting very
well, here's the thing.
They don't know Veep. So.
He is it. Oh,
American Veep.
I watch American Veep.
Oh, you do?
Oh, religiously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
he's playing
the
right
joke
now.
Of your character is that he is a bad at his job, correct?
Correct.
So in the Congolese Veep, he is killed immediately because it's a dictator.
Oh, you just murdered.
It's a dictator.
They just chopped your head off.
They kill him immediately. Yes. He comes
Mandela
in with
Mandela call it? He Does says, he call the shots and said, let's kill this guy?
Yes. He said, what motherfucker wrote this speech? And then kills him.
And then they replace
him. It seems off brand for a Mandela to play a dictator, though.
That's their joke. That's their joke.
That's why it's funny. Okay.
Yes.
So the government, like,
I'm fascinated with this.
In Veep, and then in Veep, do they also have, like the mathematician who's really good at reading what messages are going to work for what audience?
Oh, yes.
The Gary Cole character?
Yeah,
for example,
that's what I was trying to think.
The analytics guy?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes.
They portray that in the Congolese version as well.
Well, he just says, keep feeding them the lies.
Banana bread.
Oh. Right here. I love that. Let me tie a ribbon around that loaf.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I should wrap it first, then the ribbon.
Oh, right.
You know
what
I mean? Right.
Yeah, wrap it and ribbon.
Here, put your finger right here.
Who's this for?
This is for Bobby Lee.
Oh, he's so goddamn funny.
I remember him from Bobby Lee forever.
Yeah.
I keep casting him in all my pilots that don't get picked up. But it's not his fault.
He was very like, I felt like he was overly respectful of you. He's like, thank you so much for hiring me all the time.
I know.
Like you were a network executive.
It was a different relationship when you cast someone in a big show like that.
Most of our guests don't really respect you that much. Bobby Lee really respected you.
Yeah, we got to get him back in here. I need more respect.
Yeah, he played an avatar designer for kids who play Fortnite and games like that. He would consult them on their image, their online image. And he was really funny. And the segment you're going to hear is, it evolves into him becoming as famous as Banksy for his art. So we're at an art exhibit. But he's a fascinating cat, Bobby.
Hand me a blue bow.
Oh, very cute. He'll love it.
I had a little champagne mimosa.
Me
congratulations.
Too. Long time no see.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Wow, all these lithographs look amazing.
Prints, lithographs, whatever you need.
But this art installation, like these pieces are selling for like $35,000 a piece or something.
I had a change in fortune.
I'll say.
And remember the avatar business I had? Well, some of my avatars became street art. And now I'm considered to be a street artist, really, to be honest with you, along with Banksy and David Cho and some of these other guys.
Do you know who Banksy is?
Well, no one knows who he is, but I've met him. Thank you.
Wow.
Spent the night at my, I have a loft here.
Banksy slept in your loft?
Yes.
Oh. And you're allowed to not, you can't tell us who it is.
Well, he wears a mask.
Wow.
While he sleeps over?
Yes.
I don't know anything about the street art world, so I believe you.
What about when he drinks orange juice or something?
Well, there's a little cutout of a
mask. How about when he showers? Of course, well, the mask, he would take his mask off.
I think the most important thing is what's the mask that he wears?
I was just assuming.
I'm more interested in that orange juice hole.
It's the face of Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's the
Portuguese,
mask?
Yeah, the Portuguese soccer player.
Really? Wow.
Oh, my God. Matt, you're not going to believe it. Come around this corner.
Oh, what? I'm embarrassed to even... Oh.
This is Matt.
Surprise.
And this is me?
Yes, surprise.
You made avatars for us,
yes,
huh?
Yes.
Oh, my God. All right,
so you made my eyes bigger.
Yeah, but you're not going to mention that you don't have any clothes on?
Gave me a great physique. You darkened my skin.
Yeah.
You made me stronger. Like, you gave me a six-pack.
Yes.
Our penis is like the same size.
What is my weapon? What is my weapon there?
Your titties. Look at the titties.
What is that?
It's like adamantium steel.
So that's more of a defense thing.
It's like...
It's more of a defense
mechanism.
A Wolverine
mechanism. Kind of a defense, you know, sort of military kind of breasts.
That would stop a bullet?
Bullets, yes.
Only in my chest area or my whole body?
What? Your whole body.
Oh, good.
It's infused. It's basically like this. It's infused through your whole body.
It's like a cone of protection.
But just in the breast, the little metal tips stick
and the antennas.
But his penis is obviously very visible. If he got shot in the dick, would it stop it?
Yes,
of course it would.
The nipples send out a signal that creates a protective cone around my body.
And obviously you too have a power, but it's internal, so you can't see it.
What's his power?
You can control things.
Like?
But my avatar is just a picture, so I can't...
I know, but if you read into it, you know, there are things behind the photo.
Matt got all this cool stuff.
Right.
I have green eyes, and I'm 6'2".
Yeah.
I'm like literally the exact... This is literally what I look like naked.
Is that a deconstruction of the avatar? Have you, like, changed your artistic game?
Can I tell you how?
Sure.
Well, because of my success. I was flown to North Korea, and then I did a little vacay in Japan. I was in a bay, and they were...
Do you fuck a lot on vacation, or is it just always regular?
I've been called in Korean a fuck machine.
Really? Just on vacation, though?
Yes.
Do you know how to say that in Korean? Fuck machine?
No, but they call me juk-juk.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm going to be real with you. And this is a real thing. I just wanted to...
This whole thing's real.
It is real, but this is the most realest thing I've ever said in my life. And
Chuck, you said?
No, juk-juk.
That's the most real thing?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is, though.
Oh.
Yeah, juk-juk is a slang in Korean for fuck.
Okay.
And so
in a row is fuck.
Well, and then I asked somebody...
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's a different language. It doesn't have the same rules as English. Just listen to him.
But two of one word isn't
juk-juk does mean fuck. Yeah. It can have different rules.
No, but I asked somebody,
or it could be one word.
Why juk-juk? And this person said, because that's what it sounds like. Juk-juk. Yeah, juk-juk sounds like you're having sex. So that's why they say juk-juk, and that's a fact. And that's...
Oh, these are hot. Watch out. Oh, these are pinwheels. These are like almost like a mincemeat in a pinwheel. You know who's going to like these?
Dave Tooney.
And James Mastriani. They came by this year, Scott. You remember that? That was one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, Dave Tooney is a great friend. I love Dave Tooney. He plays with me on Friday nights once in a while in Soundtrack.
Yeah.
And I love being on stage with him, and it was so great to have him in the studio.
He's a fixture at UCB. He's a teacher, pal, solid, funny dude. And these guys together played NBA refs who were teaching the NBA rookies sensitivity, how to talk to a ref, interpretation of rules, and generally almost like really sweet camp counselors to these kids who come into the NBA. Oh, put that in a tin, put it in an
mince
NBA
meat
tin.
In a tin?
Well, the cookies, wax paper, and then stack them. Not loose. Here, I'll do it.
But just know that if you have a problem with us, hey, we get it. Things are heated during a game, all right? Yeah. Emotions run high during a game. Yeah. We get it. The cursing is going to come out. But just know that, hey, if you take a moment, you breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
You might just find yourself calming down slightly, and then we can have a real dialogue, a real back and forth.
Quick question for both of you.
Yeah.
I lived in Turkey for 4 years before I come here.
Yes.
And many people throw
garbage, ice when you play in Turkey.
Right. I am his friend. I am just here to support him.
Very interactive. Oh. Interpreter, yeah. Too. If I get stuck on word, he can help.
Yeah, I can
help.
Binary, I've already explained.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
We don't use binary much. I'm Russian, but played in Turkey.
Right, yes, yes.
Question.
Yes.
Do you allow men player to equal and opposite force to fan?
What he's saying
Ron Artest do this.
Do you allow?
You know Ron Artest do
yes,
this.
Yes.
Ron Artest in Detroit, he do this. He go over and he fuck people up.
Nope. Yeah. We don't.
Do you do this in the NBA?
There will be no malice in the palace going on.
Malice in
the
palace.
Yes, there will be none of that going on.
We
in the
got
season.
That. We got that when it happened.
That you may have picked up the wrong lesson from that one. We don't want to be going into the stands during that. And you'll notice that Ron Artest was then suspended by the league for, I believe, almost a full season after that.
Did not know this.
Yes, definitely suspended.
Was not on Russian news. Putin controls media, so we did not get a verdict.
They show the punches, but nothing else.
Yes, he said live happily ever after in Russian sports report.
Well, that will not be happening here.
Oof. Yeah.
And not only do we not want you guys going into the stands, all right, we don't want them throwing things in here. That's the beauty of the NBA. We don't allow people to be throwing garbage or batteries from the stands, as they may do in the Russian League or Eurobasket.
This is unclear. So if I have problem, man, fan says your wife ugly and she no give you sex, and I want to demolish man for insulting my honor, do you hold him here? If I say to you, hold him, motherfucker, here, I come get him after game. You hold this man for me?
No. No, that is not.
No?
That is not. First off, that's not in our job. That's not part of the job of
you
the NBA
You hold this
referee.
Fucker here.
No.
You take him, and I come back.
No.
This way.
No.
We're
lost in translation here.
Yeah, we're going to have them escorted.
What he's saying is he was wondering if someone's giving him a lot of flack.
Right.
Could you two guys hold the person so he can leave the stadium and look normal, but then literally come back and beat the shit out of him?
Fuck him up in the alley, in locker room.
Beat him up.
In my car.
No.
Aggressively bludgeon him.
Good.
Yeah. Here's what I would say.
I'll cut him from asshole to mouth.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
Talking about using some kind of blade to cut his skin.
Right. Yeah, I think that part's not lost.
Jamaican necktie.
You know what? I would encourage you, again, to builds an interpersonal relationship with this hypothetical man that you want to cut from. Your word was, well, you said another word for rectum and then to his mouth, which I think is very severe. I would say, what would that look like if you and this man, you know, maybe had a round of putt-putt golf together and maybe talked about similar interests, you know?
NBA pay for this after?
I think that could be worked out.
We're figuring
with the
it
NBA.
Out.
Absolutely.
We're figuring it out. Yeah. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Perhaps worked into your stipend, all right? Your per diem that you get.
That's right.
Okay, hold on. These are gluten-free, egg-free, flour-free, oil-free, because you know who they're for, don't you?
Jason Mantzoukas does not eat any of those things or nuts.
Or nuts. No nuts or anything. And we cooked them in a separate bowl, or we mixed them in a separate bowl and cooked them in a separate oven.
Did you clean the pans so there
doesn't
have any eggs?
I did. These are tinfoil pans. These are disposable pans. Mantzoukas' stuff never touched egg, nut, flour, grain, any of that nonsense.
Yeah.
Got to be super careful.
We want to take care of you because we love him.
We love Jason. He's such a great improviser, very famously known as a great improviser in TV and film as well. And he came on the show this year. Do you remember what he did, Scott? 2018?
He took over our show and started analyzing our relationship.
Yeah, he was a therapist to Scott or I can't remember, and then he sort of muscled his way into like, well, I could do your job. Let's do it. I'll be a part of the show. And he just bulldozed. He likes to drive the big rig when he improvises.
And
he's
we've
really
known Jason for 20 years about it. And so he was able to he hit a little too close to home with his analysis of our relationship.
And also, just sidebar, I was with Jason when he got to say goodbye to UCB Chelsea. He was back home in New York, and that was one of my highlights of 2018. He's a sentimental cat. I don't have anything else.
Whoa! You did old school?
Matt was in Old School.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. I don't mean to be a fan right now, but I love that movie.
This is very unprofessional,
Dr.
Alex.
I love that movie. That's a funny. That's a Matt. Thank you. You didn't tell me. That is a very funny movie.
Here, I think it's unhealthy for a therapist to go so deeply into a person's fame in a way. Like when you say you're a fan, I think that ruins your objectivity.
You're right.
See this right here?
You're right. And in this town, it's nice. You don't usually ask me about my career in our sessions. Mm-hmm.
See this right here? Mm-hmm. It's me and Will Ferrell when he had
I remember that scene.
He had the dart in his neck.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's funny.
I still have the hat that Vince wore in this scene right here. Speaker City hat.
Can I ask you a question? Is that on iTunes?
Several weeks after our contentious therapy podcast session, Dr. Blotch invited us to a local cafe where he pitched us some ideas for the show, and we finally mended the rift between Matt and myself.
Welcome back to UCB Sports and Leisure. I am your host, Dr. Alex Blotch. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Walsh.
Hey, Dr. Alex, great energy.
And Scott Armstrong.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good energy, Dr. Blotch.
We're back at the diner.
Yeah.
We're talking sports. We're talking leisure. We're just three dudes talking it up.
Yeah, we're just laying it out there for those guys that...
Did you guys see those games this weekend?
I saw the Eagles. I saw the Eagles game. It was tragic. Carson Wentz went down. He was having a career year. I mean, that was an unbelievable tragedy.
I was really bummed to see Wentz go down. I was at the game. I was at the game.
Scott was actually at the game.
Whoa, at that game.
And I couldn't believe that, you know who came through was Foles.
Yeah, he's clutch. He might have a big week this week. He's solid.
Big week for Foles, am I right? See, look at that. Look at you guys agreeing on Foles having a big week here.
It's sort of nice to have a third wheel. I got to say, Scott.
Sweetheart, can I get another coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so sorry to interrupt you guys.
Hi.
Just wanted to
order something. Sure. Well, I'll take a coffee, but I'm ready to go if you guys are.
Okay, would you like cream or sugar in that?
You can put cream on the table. You don't have to put it in for me.
Okay, cream on the table. And for you, sir?
You don't have to tell him where to... All right. I'll have a turkey burger.
Turkey burger. Oh, I'm just taking drinks right now, but if you'd like to throw that in, sure.
What does it matter? You take an order,
Yep, I'm sorry, I'm just a big fan of podcasts.
We're doing a live podcast, you're actually going to end up
on
it.
This is a diner. We order everything. The menu is 11 pages long, am I right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of these diners?
I'll take a room.
And they've got a menu that's like 11 pages long. How do you read that thing? Never mind order from it, am I right? Look at this. They've got lasagna in
here.
They're
not going to be able to do everything right, but stick to the sandwiches. They're good here.
I take it he's the host.
The hostest with the mostest.
We're all hosts, actually.
Is it okay if we talk a little loud? We're recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Free host.
Reuben, coleslaw, and I'll get a vanilla milkshake.
Coleslaw, vanilla milkshake.
Yeah.
Got it.
You said you're on a diet.
Whatever, Scott.
All right.
I didn't know I had a second mom in California.
How is this halibut?
The halibut is it's seared. And it's flown in from Scotland.
You don't have to say that. I doubt that very much.
Okay, you know what? I'll get this matzo ball soup. And I'll, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get that halibut. Okay.
Wow. Diner halibut.
Why not? Let's do this.
Dr. Alex.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Good choice.
I'll just take a water with no ice, please.
One water, no ice.
All right. Back to the action. Guys, when we're talking leisure, what are we talking here, huh?
Well, leisure applies to any...
Uh-oh.
Could be anything.
Oh, Maddie, I think you Rudy Toot-tooted.
That was your lips, Dr. Alex. Yep.
Am I right? Was that you, Scotty?
That was... Again, you did that with your mouth, I think. But...
I'm working out this new format. I got to be honest.
It's great,
I'm a little on my heels. Right? I'm still on my heels,
yeah,
Doc.
It's good.
Is this considered
good.
A test show, or is this just going,
going
live?
This is the show. We are on the air currently. I guarantee right now your subscribers have doubled.
That would be great.
Right? Because here's what I've injected. Energy. Some catchphrases. Ho!
And there was a zinger in there, too. Fart.
I feel bad because my air horn is out of air, and that is a real bummer.
We can add that in post.
Great. We'll just add a bunch
I'll
of...
Do bam, bam, bam. I'll do one right here. Ready?
Nice. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I was going to read a mailbag. You suggested mailbag might be a
mailbag.
Nice...
Is there a mailbag theme song?
We don't have
a... Open up that mailbag! Not just a mailbag, it's also female bag, if you know what I mean. That bag's got tubes and a ovary. Let me ask you this. Would you guys be willing, if I recorded some wild lines right now, to insert those into past episodes of the podcast?
Okay, this is an experiment.
Okay. Do you want us to say something that you react to?
Nope. Nope. Okay. I'm just going to give you wild lines that are, in my opinion, appropriate to any podcast that you've ever done.
Yeah, and try not to top out the needle. We're kind of in a restaurant. People are looking at us.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's your first. It's your first rodeo.
I'm getting the lay of the land. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you know I'm contributing now as a part of the show.
You're part of the team.
And we are back with UCB Sports and Leisure. You can drop that.
Yeah, that
anywhere.
Could go anywhere. That's okay, actually right.
That totally works.
How about
that's
this?
Useful.
What are you talking about, man? Okay.
So that's like calling someone out about a ridiculous. Okay.
How about this?
These are actually useful.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Okay.
You know where that might go?
No, I have no idea where that would go.
In the Bjork episode, when we were at Thanksgiving.
Sure, I guess so.
And I was like, we were like exploring the living room.
If you're
room
willing
area.
To go back and put it in, go ahead.
Yeah, you could be like, I don't know what that means.
Great.
Yeah, okay.
How about this? Who do you think you are?
Similar.
Right?
Similar.
And how about that? Well, for your information, my mother happened to have passed in 1987. Okay?
Very specific.
Very specific,
less
but
useful,
I bet you can
less,
use it.
Less generic's you- better for us. Imagine a show that has intros and outros and various... characters we meet.
We'll be right back after these messages.
That's really solid.
Well, that wasn't that we are. We do have to go. We do. We should take a
break. Oh, you're gonna.
Wait, you really
got
commercials?
You got a lot of sponsors in this show.
Here we go. We're talking about bonobos.
Oh, we got bonobos.
Tired of picking out pants in the store? Why not have some dummy mail them to you? Yes, they won't fit, but guess what? They came in the mail. Great. That's good. You can drop that anywhere. Okay.
Wow.
I haven't really read productive. My letter. Should I read my letter?
Stamps.biz. Tired of paying for stamps? Why not weigh your package at home on your home floor scale? Just stand on the scale yourself, figure out the weight of you, then stand on the scale with the package, deduct you from it, that's how much the package weighs. Now, enter all this information into the stamps.biz website, and it'll give you the postage. Post it, print it on a dot matrix printer with Avery labels that we supply, and send your packages. Stamps up it.
We finished all the presents.
That's it. We gotta get to UPS right now.
Can you put another Band-Aid on this paper cut?
Yeah, that's... Ow, that hurts. Thank you for not getting blood in the cookies. Mm-hmm.
And I got a little chestnut burn right here.
Yeah, don't get too close to the wood-burning fire. Well, that's it, Scott. That is our greatest hits for 2018. Thanks to everybody who participated. Thank you, Anosh McAdam, for being... the studio rock that we build our little show on top of. Thank you, Cody Ziegler. You're in the DNA of the show forever. And thank you to the fans and listeners who care about our show. Yep. My nephew Sean is a regular listener.
Shout out to Sean.
Shout out to Sean Walsh.
Yeah, it's been super fun to do the show. It's something to look forward to every 2 weeks.
And I love the greatest hits. It's what makes the holidays. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.